We continue by learning Levinish Mastavi Bemanachem Yaakov Pinchas Eliyomer and Zvachim Paraktes Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah, we introduced the concept of Im Olu Lo Yerdu. We have cases where Karbanos may be pasul, but if they're already placed on the Mizbech, we don't have to take them down. So the Mishnah here has a list of those, the Elu, Im Olu, if they've gone up to the Mizbech, Lo Yerdu, they don't have to be taken down. So the first is Halon. Lan, lina, is the idea where you have fats that are supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach, but you did not, and you left them overnight. That's called lina. Lina means like sleeping. They're left overnight, they become possible. If they're placed on the Mizbeach and they're burning through the night, that's fine. That's acceptable. That's what's supposed to happen. But here, you didn't place them on the Mizbeach, and it was left overnight. And now what if so that becomes pasul? That once they're left overnight, this is called the psul lina. We have karbanos kachim that are left overnight should not be placed on the mizbeach. Here you took those fats and you placed them on the mizbeach the next day. Nonetheless, that's a case where, although you should not have done so, they're pasul, lo yeridu, you don't have to take them down. Behatame, you have fats of the animal that became tame, which should not be placed on the mizbeach, but you did anyway. Lo yeridu, they don't have to come down. Vahayotze, carbon, let's say, was taken out of the azara, which makes it invalid. If it was placed, you couldn't leave it up there. V'hanishchat chutz lizmano v'chutz limkamo. Or let's say where you have the Kohen did the shchita with in mind to do the zrikas adam or to place the murim, burn the fats chutz lizmano or to eat from the carbon chutz lizmano. So here that's a classic example of pigul, and you place those emurim on the mizbeach. Even though you should not have done so. And chutzlim koma, the same thing. We shechted the animal with in mind that he's going to sprinkle the blood or be machter the emurim or eat from it chutzlim koma. That renders it pasul, not pigul, but pasul, should not be placed on the mizbeach, but you did it anyway. Vishekiblu psulim of Izarku Estamo. Or let's say you have people who are pasul who should not be doing the avod at all. They receive the blood or they sprinkle the blood. We had that list at the beginning of the second perek. The Zar, the non-Kohen, the Onain, the Tevul Yom, the Kohen who's Mechusar Begadim, not wearing the complete all the clothing he's supposed to be wearing, Mechusar Kippurim, someone who is not who's maybe Tahor, but is lacking full atonement. Let's say Azav, for example, did not bring his karbanos yet on the eighth day after becoming Tahor. Someone who's not, let's say, a Kohen who didn't wash his hands and feet. And on the list is someone who's Tameh, someone who's sitting, someone who's an Arel. Any of these cases where the Kabbalah Saddam was done by any of the people who are apostles, so like an Arel and a Tameh and a Zaron and Onin, etc. So the halacha is that if they did the Zrika, they did the Kabbalah, that would invalidate the carbon. You should not be placing the fats on the Mizbeach, but you did anyway, you can keep them there. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell us there are three cases where Olu Yeridu, if you put them on the Mizbeach, you have to take them down. And he has a proof text for that. He says, no more in Shinishchat, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinishchata Balayla. You have an animal that was shechted at night. Now that makes it possible because the pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Biyom Tzavoso es b'nei Yisrael lakrivis karbonahem. Karbonos have to be done by Yom. We shecht during the day and not at night. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, an animal shechted at night, that, and you're not supposed to play the Sodom Mizbech. If you did, you have to take it down. And Shenishpach es Dama, or let's say you have an animal that where you shechted it, and the blood now spilled onto the floor, so that should, at this point, you didn't do the Zrika, so you can't do the Hakrava. And if, let's say, you did, you machter the Emurim on the Mizbech, you burn the fats on the Mizbech, you even have to, who to have to take them down. Example number three is case number three of Rabbi Yehuda is where the blood becomes pasul. How? That it was taken outside of the azara itself. Either the blood spilled, taken outside of the azara, or the animal was shechted at night. In all of these cases, in also teirid, if the animal is placed on the mizbeach, you have to take it off, cannot be sacrificed. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda derives this from the pasuk in Vayikra Vav. The pasuk says, Zos Toras Ha'ola, Hi Ha'ola. Many exclusionary terms. We have Zos, this specific He, which is also it, referring to the Ola, and Ha'ola, the Ola. Each of these are there to to disqualify, or not disqualify, but these are to be mimai, to exclude these three examples of psulim, and say that where the blood spilled, or the blood was taken out of the azara, or the animal shechted at night, that the imalu yeridu. Now, why would Rabbi Yehuda put these in a different category, that they're taken down? All the other cases are cases where they're pasul, and we say they can burn the fats on the mizbeach. So the answer is because in all of these cases, the carbon became pasul before you even did the zrikas adam, even before you did the sprinklings of the blood. If that's the case so early in the avoda, but even before zrikas adam, then if you placed and it became disqualified, if you place the fats on the mizbeach, you have to take them down. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says lo teired, even in these cases you would not take them down. So they, and we follow whatever we did in the case of the reisha and all of those cases, the lon, the tame, yotze, tzchutz l'mkamachos zmano, where we said alu lo yeridu, you don't have to take them down. The same thing would be true if you shechted at night, or the blood spilled before you sprinkled it, or the blood was taken out of the azar before you sprinkled it. Lo teired. Shehaya Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon has the following rule, the following principle. Kol shepsulo ba'kodesh, ha'kodesh mekablo. He claims any time a carbon became pasul in the azara, and in these cases of the, not only the, of the reisha, but even these, even the cases of Rabbi Yehuda, it was shechted at night, that psul took place in the azara. The blood was spilled or taken out, that psul took place when you were already in the azara. So if the psul is bekodesh, in the kodesh, in the azara, in the Beis HaMikdash itself, HaKodesh Mekablo, the sanctity of the azara itself is mekabel, it makes the carbon acceptable b'dieved if you placed it on the mizbeach. But, says Rabbi Shimon, where do we say, im alu yerdu, if you place the fats on the mizbeach to burn, you have to take them down? That's where lo haya psula bakodesh, if the disqualification took place not in the azara, but before you even shechted the animal, then ein hakodesh mekabel. Then we can't say that the azara, the Beis HaMikdash, renders it acceptable and it accepts it. We would not say, then you would have to take it down. And Rabbi Shimon learns his halacha from the following. Why do I think that if it's shechted at night and the blood spilled was taken out, that that's still okay? Because the pasuk says, Zos Torah Sa'ola. What does that mean? Torah achas l'chol ha'olam ha'mizbech. There's a general, the same rule for anything placed on the mizbech, it's the same. You leave it there. But the word zos is exclusionary. Yeah, the word zos comes to exclude something that whose disqualification took place even before the animal came into the azara. That even Rabbi Shimon agrees. If you would now, if that psul existed before it, the animal's in the azara, even before the shita, then if you shech the animal and you put the emurim on the mizbeach, you have to take them off because the psul existed before it even entered the azara. And that's what the subject of Mishnah Gimel is. Perek Tes Mishnah Gimel, Elu lo hayu psulon makodesh. The following are cases where the psul was did not take place in the kodesh, which means we'll see very in some of these cases there's an inherent psul. And we'll see that these all took place before it even entered the Azara itself. Says the Mishnah, Elu lo hayu psulim ha-kodesh, number one, Haroveya. And we had this list at the beginning of the eighth parak. Haroveya, where you have a shore, where the shore is the male, is the case of bestiality, and there's a female woman. That animal, the Haroveya, that animal that's a male, is a psul as a carbon. And that psul existed way before the animal even came into the Azara. The Hanirba, or the case where the animal is the female, bestiality with a man, v'hamukze, an animal that was set aside for the purposes of Avodah Zarah, v'hanevad, or worse, it was actually worshipped for Avodah Zarah, v'ha'esnan, which was an animal that was given to a zona as a gift, v'ham for payment, v'hamechir, or an animal, mechir kelev, an animal that was exchanged for a dog, v'akilayim, where you have a crossbreed, let's say between a goat and a sheep, that can be used as a, even though the parents are permitted species, you can't use that as an offering, that's kilayim, v'hatrefa, an animal that's a trefa, let's say it was attacked by a wild animal, and now it has defects, and its organs, and it's going to die within a year. That's also pusel. The hayotze dofen, an animal that was born through cesarean section. That's pusel as a karva balei mumin, and animals that have blemishes. These are all disqualifications that preceded the shechita, preceded the animal entering the azara. Here, everyone agree, even Rabbi Shimon, if you place shechta the animal, place the imurim on the mizbeach, you have to take them down. Rabbi Akiva, machshir babali mumin, that last one on the list, he thinks animals that have a blemish, if you would place now, even though that existed before it came into the Beis HaMikdash, if you place the imurim on the mizbeach, you can leave them there. Now, why would Rabbi Akiva allow bodily movement? That's a psula, it's a disqualification that precedes even coming into the Azara. So the answer is, the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva never allowed a mum, some that's so obvious, let's say it's missing a mechusar aver, it's missing a limb. That's a mum that Rabbi Akiva would agree, it's a disqualification. If you, before it came into the Azara, you place them, the emurim on the mizbeach, you have to take them down. He's speaking about cataracts, what we call dukin shiba'ayin. That's where, and that is a small blemish. That's not like the loss of a limb. And because in a case of ophos, of a bird carbon, that would not be considered a psul, he feels that if that would be the psul we're talking about, and the animals, emurim, were placed on the mizbeach already, so b'dieved we're able to leave them there. That's what it means that Rabbi Akiva is machshir b'bali mumin. Not only that, even Rabbi Akiva would only allow this if this mum, this cataracts, occurred after the animal became kadosh already. So it means it was kadosh, and then it developed a mum. If the mum were there before you even maktish, designated the animal as kadosh, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that if you place it on the mizbech, it has to come down. And then the Mishnah concludes, which seemingly is a third opinion, Rabbi Chanin Iskana Kohanim Omer, Docha Haya Abba Es Balei Mumin Me Al Gabei HaMizrach. My father, you know he would do, if you had cases where they were, the Balei Mumin were placed on the Mizbeach, so as opposed to, let's say, Rabbi Akiva, who says it's kosher, and according to the Tanakhama, so that's no good, Rabbi Akiva would say, leave it there. Tadakam would say, you have to take it down. He says, my father would take them off, would push them off, which means kalachar yad, indirectly, which is kind of a Shabbos term. He wouldn't take them off publicly in a bizayon type of way, in an embarrassing type of way. He would try kind of knock them off from the top of the mizbeach, not in public, so sort of people wouldn't pay attention. And this way, he wouldn't embarrass the animal. Why is that so? It sounds like a compromise opinion. And others say, no, that he's not giving you a different halacha. He's simply telling you what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanakhama is correct, that in fact, the halacha is you have to take it down. But when you take it down, when it was taken down, this is the way it was taken down, not in a very public kind of way to embarrass the animal or something that was kadosh, but rather in a private type of way. The Bar Tanura learns it the first way. He says, Shim alu docheha yo'osan kelachar yad. If they went up, the Balei Mumin, he would not, like the Tanakhama says, say you have to take them off directly. No, he moved them on indirectly. You're not in a disgraceful way in public. Says the Batuna, this is Machlokas. He's obviously arguing. The Tanakhama says, Yerdu, take them down directly. Rabbi Chanin Sanakonim would say, no, do it in an indirect type of way, that it's not so embarrassing. And the halacha follows, Rabbi Chanin ben Antignos follows this opinion.